This is Precious and Fragile Things, a Tangled, Frozen crossover fic, written by Fionn Lee and read by Raina Jenkins. The story is rated G and contains the pairing Elsa Rapunzel, with additional tags for Soulmates, Ladies in Charge, Alternate Universe Soulmates, Soul Bond. Author's Notes. Inspired by Iridescent Non-Reality's Tumblr prompt,
I have an idea. Soulmate are you, where the voice in your head is your soulmate's voice. I am a genius.
The voice of a soulmate can vary in volume and clarity. And when your soulmate dies, their voice feels cold in your head, if you can even hear it at all. Elsa has read about the phenomenon, has heard about it once, before the gates closed, from one of the staff who lost her husband. Even at the worst times, the times when she hoped her soulmate would never find her, the voice in her head has always been warm, inviting like the sun in her perpetual winter. From her research, she knows it's yet another thing different about her. She never told her parents. Mother would smile sadly whenever soulmates were mentioned, and Elsa learned early that it was best to not talk about it. Instead, she listened to Father's lessons and followed everything he taught her so that she could be the best queen for her people.
Anna, can we not do this right now? Elsa asks.
Anna looks like she's going to argue, then deflates. Fine. Excuse me. Elsa watches Anna disappear into the crowd and tells herself it's for the best. Kai gets her attention as he guides a dignitary toward her, and Elsa pulls the air of queen back over herself, just like her father taught her. A queen is untouchable, regal at all times. Princess Rapunzel and Eugene Fitzherbert, Kai announces.
Your Majesty, Princess Rapunzel says as she curtsies. Congratulations on your coronation.
Elsa's carefully welcoming smile slips off her face at the sound of Princess Rapunzel's voice, and pure willpower stops her from taking a step backwards to put more space between them. Her hands are folded together and she clenches them tight, takes comfort that there isn't the feel of ice stiffening her gloves. Don't feel. Princess Rapunzel's expression turns worried, and they are both staring now as they rise, unsure thanks to her behavior. She can't avoid speaking much longer. She's already being rude. Her soulmate, the warmth in her head, is Princess Rapunzel. Thank you, Elsa finally says, hearing the tremble in the last word. Princess Rapunzel's mouth drops open in shock. You're alive.
What?
Elsa asks, taken aback. Rapunzel claps a hand over her mouth.
I'm sorry, that was rude of me.
The closest guests to the party are taking notice, and from the looks on the faces of a few, they're realizing what they're witnessing. Most find their soulmates in their early teens, if there's a soulmate alive to find. Elsa isn't oblivious to the gossip among her people about how the kingdom's princesses haven't found their soulmates because the gates have been kept closed. We should take this somewhere private, Elsa says quickly. And despite wanting to run from the room, she forces herself to keep a calm pace. Nothing more hurried than the walk of a queen who has business to attend to. Rapunzel and Eugene keep pace behind her. And thankfully, they don't try to talk on the short walk to Elsa's private sitting rooms. She would rather Eugene remain outside, but it would be inappropriate of her to ask, and thus to question the loyalty of Princess Rapunzel's guard. She doesn't have to worry. At the door, Rapunzel says, "Stay here, Eugene, please." Annie nods to her, then stands with his back straight and arms folded behind him, watching the hall. Then they're alone together, and Rapunzel's eyes are wide
Elsa waits for her to say something, but she seems to be tongue-tied, and all of the etiquette Elsa has been taught about soulmate first meetings has flown out of her reach like so many snowflakes in the wind.
"What did you mean, I'm alive?" Elsa ventures.
"It always felt cold in my head," Rapunzel says. "Your voice is there, but quiet, like a wind is muffling the words."
Elsa tries to avoid imagining how hard it must have been for Rapunzel to think her soulmate dead. Her control is already in tatters from the argument with Anna, and she's hanging on by the thinnest of threads.
"My thoughts have always been warm. I've never found anything in my reading that describes it," Elsa says.
"I guess we're a special case," Rapunzel says with a smile. Elsa can't help but return it.
"I suppose so."
The end.
Reader's notes.
Ah, shit, how does that change everything? Because, like, is this the kind of universe where, like, soulmates, once you've found your soulmate, it, like, enhances slash balances your powers, right? So, like, does knowing Rapunzel grant Elsa additional control and she doesn't freak out immediately afterwards in the coronation? Or is this the kind of AU where knowing your soulmate amplifies your power, but not your control? So when Anna comes back and is like, "Let's get married to a stranger I just met," and Elsa's like, "No, bitch," and then snow everywhere, does it get worse? And then is it a journey of sisterly bond? Is it, oh my gosh, is it sort of the equivalent of like a road trip, The Hangover kind of movie where Anna and Rapunzel have to go find Elsa and they do the sisterly bonding slash also we're going to be in-laws at the end? I don't know, but I love the idea of it. also, I feel like Rapunzel would totally appreciate Elsa's ice castle, if only because fucking towers. She has an... I take it back. Rapunzel would be the first one to be like, no, isolation is not the answer. You're going to go...
It's not going to help things. Also, I really love the idea of, like, Eugene, like, somewhere down the line, Flynn is like, we're gonna bro-TP this, and I'm gonna help you, you know, woo my best friend, and it's going to be amazing, and Elsa's gonna be like, I didn't ask for this. Why is everyone in my life conspiring to make me have emotions? In conclusion, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.